time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Hey, okay, we're back on the air here. Oh my goodness, what is that?
Schmitz's cream puff.
It's a cream puff. Terry Klein just brought in this cream. Where is this from?
Schmitz.
Schmitz. Oh, it looks like it.
Yep. They had the big trailer.
Yeah,
out
right. I haven't had a Schmitz cream puff since the Bratwurst Festival.
Didn't you get one at the Flying?
Flying? No.
Flying.
No.
You didn't get one there?
I don't, did I? Maybe I did.
Well, if you don't know, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But no, they were celebrating 1 year at First Citizens National Bank. They brought Schmitz sausage truck out there. And
that's a huge truck.
This is a low sodium, I take it.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but you know, you might want to taste it and see if it's...
Taste it, I'll eat it, the whole thing. Ooh, wow, look at all that. Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my land.
He's just loading that
Remember,
fork up.
This was a question that Scott had. What during the Bratwurst Festival, what caused me to shut up for a couple of minutes? And that was because I was eating one of these.
One of those cream puffs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have thought you'd have been able to kill one in 1 minute, but a couple minutes?
Wow. Do you know what I bought yesterday?
Moxie.
No, a package of Tony Packo's hot dogs.
Good.
Even though I'm not supposed to eat them.
You went up there and had that thing with Mary Ellen.
No, I didn't go up. I was sick.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the hospital at that time.
What did she go up there to do, sign a bun?
Yeah.
Sign a bun?
Yeah. It was hard to find somebody to lean over enough to... No.
That was... I remember you guys went up to Tony Paco's. You know who he married?
Mrs. Paco.
Yeah, but you know who she was?
No.
Vic Janowitz's sister.
Oh, really?
Vic Janowitz was a quarterback.
I remember him.
At
Hopalong Cassidy, Vic Janowitz.
Yeah. Janowitz's sister. They're Hungarian people.
Yeah.
Hungarians.
Uh-huh.
And they're beautiful people. They know how to cook. They know how to make stuffed cabbage, stuffed...
Boy, is that... Is this ever... Oh, my land.
Is it... I got to believe it's fresh. It's probably made this morning.
Fresh. My land. Now I'm going to, you know.
It's too bad you don't have a bottle of Moxie to wash it down
with.
Oh,
yeah.
Woo. Isn't that good?
Oh, man. Schmittmore. And they're the most popular thing at the Bratwurst Festival and the Popcorn Festival.
That truck is out at the First Citizens National Bank
east. Oh, that's right.
The truck, it's a huge truck. It takes up the whole parking
lot. Oh, is that right?
It's a big truck.
Are they giving out Bahama Mamas too?
Oh, yeah. No, they're not giving them out. You have to buy your... And you can go in the bank, and they got a big long table in there. You can sit and eat in the bank.
I don't maybe have to deposit some money.
Oh, they'll give you a coupon worth $3 towards anything.
Oh, really?
They got this big plastic thing with balloons in it,
yeah.
And then they put money in there, $20 bills, $10 bills, $5 bills, $1 bills, and every hour on the hour, they put the guy that wins the drawing gets to go in there, and
the loot. Yeah.
They grab the loot because it's all floating in the air.
Oh, that's like a money machine. I used to do that. At the original WDIF, we had our money machine.
Had balloons in there with money, and this one guy, this last guy,
$65.
He got $65.
Yeah. The first guy got eight.
Yeah. I used to do remote broadcasts, and we had to haul that money machine wherever we went, put it together, and then put the money in it, and then invite people to stand in there for 30 seconds and see how much money.
They had confetti and balloons in there flying around with the money.
Really?
Yours was in the old days. This is a plastic one.
Oh.
You probably had one that was more like a phone booth.
Well, yeah, it was an aluminum frame.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a plastic outfit.
Hmm.
Yeah, there are quite a few people out there.
Boy, is this good. Oh, my land.
In spite of the weather.
Now, is this on the air, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Am I on the air from 11?
No. Well,
only on Tuesday.
Well, 10 to 3 o'clock on Friday.
We're on from 10 until noon. That's all I've ever been on.
Well, I'm on until 3 o'clock today.
Well, wow.
Yeah.
We messed up George's schedule.
Yeah.
He thinks it's what? You're the last Wednesday, right?
So what did you eat out there at the bank?
I had a Frankfurter.
A Frankfurter.
But I had red cabbage, shredded red cabbage, onions.
Yeah.
And what's that? Golden, the gluten's, the dark mustard.
Oh, the gold.
I forget
Gouldens.
What. Gouldens.
Gouldens.
Gouldens mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
What's different about that?
Oh, it's stone ground. It's real mustard. It isn't the yellow stuff.
Yellow is mustard.
Yeah it's
yellow
mustard.
Is but the
mustard
gluten,
flour.
The gluten's is a spicier mustard. It's a dark brown, spicy mustard.
I was at Carly's yesterday. They have about 12 varieties of mustard.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Wow.
But the parking lot, you can go out there, sit in a chair, and just inhale.
Is
the
that right?
Smell
when,
is so when, good.
When Beanie Nicolosi sold the Ritz Bar and Grill to the two brothers, the baseball brothers, they made everything in their baseball, and even their mustard was called Home Run.
Really?
You remember the Home Run mustard?
When was that? What year?
What was those brothers? Dick and Don. Dick and Don, I can't think of their last name. Was it Smith?
Well, somebody does a ballpark mustard. Now.
Yeah, but this was called Home Run.
Mm.
And they were baseball players. Dick and Don Williams. That was Williams that I graduated from high school with. What did we call him? He played football with us, but he died too young. Hosey. Why did we call him Hosey? Hosey Williams. His older brothers, Dick and Don, bought the Ritz Bar and Grill.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. Downtown.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing in there, you go into Ritz, and Charlie, you remember this. The thing is this big, and it had a curtain. And the curtain, you put it quarter in the machine, and the band would play. There was about a 12-piece band.
Mm.
And the question is, where is that device today?
That device was something else.
Yeah. But
it's
what
probably
happened to
Charlie,
it?
It's probably in a junkyard
this
somewhere.
This thing had a big curtain, and the curtain would open up. You had to put a quarter in to make it play. And it would play any song you pushed, like a jukebox, you know?
Yeah, an automaton.
Oh, my.
Automaton, yeah.
That was amazing.
Yep.
It sure was.
Well, whiz. Let's see, an update on Charlie attacking that cream puff.
Yeah,
it looks like he's halfway.
A fourth of it, yeah.
Oh, a fourth of it. Wow.
Now you say, here's a caller. Let me see. Okay, caller, go ahead. Hello. Whoever that is, it's Britt Garneau calling. Well, apparently
we got
Britt,
you on caller ID.
Yeah, I can tell who calls. Aha. You can't get away with a nominity.
I hope you didn't mind the invasion of Terry and George.
No. Oh, not when you bring stuff like this.
We bring tribute in the form of food.
A Schmidt's cream puff. My land. Woo!
Well, they're only in town for today. I mean, I don't know.
They'll be gone
time.
At 2. I think they're there till 2.
Till 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So they have cream puffs and Bahama Mamas?
They had Bahama Mamas. They had bratwurst. They had knockwurst. They had fat.
I wonder what their bratwurst tastes like.
I have no idea. Well, I've had their at the Popcorn Festival. They're always downtown, Schmidt's.
Yeah, right. But I've never had their bratwurst. And if it's anything like Johnsonville is blah. to me.
It isn't technical.
No.
Well, I doubt that Schmitz is blah.
No, I would say
last year at the fly-in, they sold out on the first day of the fly-in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Knockwurst, they got Knockwurst.
Really? Okay.
And Fat Daddy, they have one called Fat Daddy.
What would that be?
I think it's a combination of pork and sausage and
chicken?
Bratwurst. It's called the Fat Daddy.
Yeah. Huh. Mm. You know, everything that Schmitz Sausage House is famous for is on that truck.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine how much it cost to get them to your place? Of course, if they made money out of it.
Oh, yeah. They were people lined up and just constant people going up and ordering. And those two guys that were operating it were fast. The guy with the cash register they were putting...
Okay, caller, go ahead. That's Kara Jolliffe. Ted, are you there?
Something's wrong with the phone system.
Oh, that was Carol Jolliffe. Yeah, Ted's wife. Well, and continuing on, wow. So they're out there to win?
Till 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yeah. Well, a lot of people there?
Yeah.
It was pretty good with the way the weather was. Jeez,
everybody went inside the bank, and Terry's in there taking pictures of everybody.
Oh, that's interesting.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Check the phones here.
Oh, yeah. Check that out. Well, maybe it's not working, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, here we go.
Oh. There we go. Good afternoon, caller.
Yeah, since this is the eatery call-in, we was out to, Carol and I was out to the barbecue, Tackett's Barbecue on 309.
You were out to Tackett's Barbecue?
Tackett's Barbecue, and they had what a good... pork sandwich and baked beans and coleslaw, I'm telling you, and had a sweet tea there. And if you wanted a beer, you'd probably go through the drive-in, and what a nice place that is.
Well, okay.
Tackett's Barbecue, what a good eating. I'll be back in another day.
Yeah, bye. Okay. Very good, Ted.
Hey, Ted, you sound like you did the last time we heard from you.
Now, and most people wouldn't know, but the people you hear talking about different businesses, we are not being paid for that because it would be illegal for us to do that. This is all good nature, all free.
Well, a non-profit radio station.
Unless they paid.
Is Ted still on here?
Then we could mention their name, and that's about it.
Is Ted still on here?
No, he's not. No. So he likes the barbecue. First Citizens, I wonder if... That's a division of the one that was in Bucyrus.
That's in Bucyrus, Upper Sandusky.
On the square.
Started in Upper Sandusky.
There was a lady by the name of Peppard. Her last name was Peppard. She worked there in Bucyrus.
Jane?
Yeah, Jane.
I know Jane.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think she passed away, didn't she?
I think she did.
Yeah, she was a public relations for the Schunk Manufacturing Company. She dealt with Schunk's contributions to charities.
What did we call her? She had a nickname.
Her husband once was a janitor at Lincoln School right beside where I lived.
Right. I remember that.
Oh.
I remember her husband. Jane Peppard was...
Yeah. Jane knew me when I was the age of that kid that's hanging that picture right there on the wall. My parents took me to First Citizens Bank.
Who whenever is that?
That's me.
Is that you?
That's me with that 38 special.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. Though, who is it?
Me.
That's you.
Yeah.
My God, what happened?
That was that house in the background is gone now. That's a new parking lot for the hospital. But that was 1933, right there. 1933.
Wow. Couldn't be 33. You weren't born yet.
Yeah, I was born in... that's right. I was born in 34. That'd been 1937. Yeah, 37.
You weren't born. I was born before that.
Yeah, that's right. You're one.
Good try, Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, you just said 33 and you didn't think
But that's
it.
Nothing. You wouldn't have heard me mention the fact that this morning on Tradio, some lady called in and I was recommended to tell her how you could change a white egg into brown, that I was the only one that could tell her that. And she said, no, he couldn't do that. He's dead.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't from the show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. They want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, we'll move Wednesday around. And we do it on Wednesday and tell them I'll do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Phil Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here, and I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll. WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Okay, we're back once again, and sitting across from me is George Kasotis and Terry Klein. And I was really surprised that you say you knew Jane Peppard. Boy, that goes back a ways.
A long time.
Yes, right. And she, of course, worked for the Schunk Manufacturing Company. And I don't know if she worked, maybe she worked for the Citizens National Bank, too, and on the square in Bucyrus. Because she remembers me when I was just 3 and 4 years old, coming in with my parents.
What did the Schunk Company do?
Oh, I asked that for a question the other day. They made those tall iron mailboxes you see on street corners where the mail's put in there, and then the guy comes along and with a key and opens it up, loads it into his Jeep or whatever. And they also made storm drains. If you go along the streets in Marion, you might find something that says Schunk Manufacturing on them. And so that goes way back.
Schunk of a gun.
Yeah, their mailboxes and drains were all over the East United States.
Are they still?
No.
No, they're
in business. I don't think they're in business anymore. There's another company that kind of came out of there called Bucyrus Blades. They make blades for scrapers, Caterpillar whatever those.
Huber-type kind of graders.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Blades for graders.
Right.
They're like the Gledhill in
Gallia. Yeah, right.
Gledhill.
Yeah.
That's big.
Gledhill is, yes.
I think they're still in business.
Yeah, they are, yeah. You can drive past her on Route 309 and 61, and there they are with all their blades and trucks and everything else, yeah. they sell a lot to, well, townships and other counties and whatever.
I think they had a son called Leonard Gledhill, and he used to come. He always had a fancy car. I think he drove a Mercedes Gold something that had the doors that would come up like this.
Oh, the Gold Wing. Yeah.
Was that a Gold Wing?
A Gold Wing, yeah.
This guy comes from Galleon, and he pulls up in front of the Keg and Vine. When I first started the Keg and Vine, after the Crest Restaurant to Keg and Vine,
Pull that microphone a little closer to you.
He pulls that Gold Wing. Is it a Mercedes? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets out of the car and he comes into my restaurant. And he says, "You're Greek." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "What's your name?" And he said, "Lenny Gledhill." He was the son of
Okay.
I said, "What do you do?" He said, "Nothing." He said, "My family's rich. And you, before you go into a Galleon, those curves, up on the hill, atop the hill, was this big mansion. That was the Gledhill family."
Oh, was it? That was I knew it when it was the mansion for Kobe.
Okay.
Kobe
right.
Manufacturing Company.
But Gledhill built that house.
Is that right?
And he was a son. And he used to come over all the time because he said, there isn't any cutie girls in Galleon. He said, "I come to Marion to see how many cute girls I could meet."
Oh, yeah. We used to like the girls from Tiffin.
Oh, from Tiffin?
Tiffin, yeah. A lot of cute girls in Tiffin.
No, we always went, Tony Caserta and I used to go to Bucyrus and find the girls.
Really?
At that bowling alley.
You might have went to Bucyrus. We went from Bucyrus to Tiffin.
Oh, they had some cuties. That girl, she married Bernie Weithman.
I know. I graduated with her.
That says a lot about you guys. You guys left Bucyrus. They came into Bucyrus,
right.
And you went to Tiffin.
They were the guys.
I wonder where the guys from Tiffin went.
Yeah, they were the guys we didn't like. Those guys from Marion.
Yeah, but Charlie remembers Bernie Weithman's wife.
Yeah.
You graduated with her.
Yes, I did. Yeah, she was our homecoming queen.
Patty Weithman. Yeah, she was the queen of her class.
Yeah. Patty Rowland was her maiden
Patty
name.
Patty Rowland was her name.
Yeah.
You remember her.
Oh, I guess I do, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who wouldn't remember her?
Oh, she was a gorgeous gal.
Yeah.
And then her and Bernie got into the restaurant business.
That's right, in Delaware.
In Delaware?
They owned the Delaware Hotel.
That Delaware Hotel.
Yeah.
They bought that hotel.
They bought that, and there was a tree growing up through the swimming pool.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God.
She's dead now, by the way.
Patty
she died. She died probably 10 years ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Bernie, is he still?
Bernie's dead too.
Oh, is he dead?
Everybody's dead but me, I think. I went to Bucyrus yesterday because every month we have a meeting of our class of 52. I went there. Nobody there.
Nobody's there.
Oh,
I'll be done.
So, did you have a good time talking to yourself?
Well, yes. I, you know, didn't argue or anything.
Yeah, I was just a year or two ahead of you, Charlie, that's all.
Yeah, okay. But Patty Rowland, yeah, she was really good-looking, had a tremendous figure.
I'm dancing with her in a nightclub one time in Bucyrus, and this guy is dancing with his girlfriend, and he comes over, and bang, he hits both of us and knocks us. We didn't fall down, but he knocks us. And I told that guy, I said, "What did you do that for?" He said, "You guys from Marion, Ohio, think you're hot stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I said, you want to fight? Let's go out back. I said, "I don't want to fight you." I said, "I'm dancing with Patty Rowland." And so later on, I go out the door, and he's standing out there, and you know who I'm talking about?
Tim Combs.
No, Bill Combs. Bill Combs.
Oh, Bill Combs, yeah.
The guy that had the boat shop.
Right.
Checkmate.
You remember Checkmate?
I did their first video for him.
That was Bill Combs, and he was a character. Oh, my God. Guess what? Whap, whap. Two times I hit him, and he's down.
Mm. Gee whiz. So that was your brief boxing career.
No, I boxed in Golden Gloves before that.
Oh.
I was Golden Gloves champion in Marion, Ohio. Back in the 40s.
Well,
man.
How about
your
that?
Your dad, ask your dad. Well, your dad's gone out, but
well,
Charlie.
We can still ask him. I mean, yeah.
Charlie remembers me fighting. His dad, Charlie, Klein.
Yeah.
Oh God, Charlie and I we went way back.
That's nothing. I went way back with his mother.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I bicycled across Ohio 13 times with her.
I didn't know that.
It took us that long to get it right, correct.
I didn't know you bicycled across Ohio with Terry's mother.
Sure did.
She raised money for the Smith Clinic. Or wait, Med Center. Med Center.
Yeah. Now, is she still alive?
That money went then to the Cancer Society.
She's still
good.
She still lives on St. James?
Mm-hmm.
Still lives on St. James.
She's 70 or 80, 87 this June.
She's probably like me, doesn't bicycle anymore, though.
No.
She's 87 this June?
Some rat stole that bicycle that she had, and that bike had a custom paint job from, Columbus Frames? Whoever it was, I can't remember the name of the Franklin Frames. That's who it was. Franklin Frames, a special paint job, and had all of the components replaced on it. It was a rather expensive bicycle, and some crumb stole it from her. So
yes, sir, that bicycle traveled thousands of miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful to hear about that. I didn't know that you traveled. I knew you traveled across the country with a lot of different people.
13 years in a row.
Ed Miller and Phyllis Miller. And
Ed was my map maker, and he mapped out the route we would take across Ohio. It didn't take us down major highways. We went down county roads.
Scenic route.
Yeah, the scenic route. Yeah.
You had Dan Sheridan there.
Dan went one of our trips.
Gary Sims.
Gary was on our last trip. Yep. Jerry Wilson. You can see Jerry, his input on Facebook. His wife passed away. She was a very nice lady. Jerry once, did he work? No, Jerry worked for McCola. He was in the printing here. And then he went to Tennessee and began a business called Smoky Mountain something. There were coupons that he sold, and I suppose he still is. Made a big success out of life.
So it was kind of like Odd Sam Printing.
Yeah, right. But.
You remember the house in Bucyrus that the owner of Timken's roller bearing plant owned? That big mansion?
No, where was it?
I forget. I know where it's at, but I can't explain where it's at. I don't know the name of the streets. But Al Insminger, the piano tuner, took me to that house because the husband had died.
Yeah.
And the lady wanted to get rid of the baby grand piano.
Oh, maybe you're talking about the Michael family. Michael's had a Ohio locomotive crane.
Maybe it was the
Michael. They were the richest people in town.
I can't remember if it was the Timken or... But this is back in the... But.
Yeah, well, the Timken, they were from Canton. That's where they lived.
Maybe it was the
Michaels. Yeah, Ohio locomotive crane, yeah.
Was that Ohio locomotive
crane? Yes,
anyway, the wife wanted to get rid of the piano, so she contacted Insminger because Insminger was the piano tuner.
Right.
He tuned that piano for many years. And I said, I told Al, he used to come to my restaurant all the time, and he tuned pianos down at Ohio Wesleyan all over the state of Ohio. He was president of the Ohio Tuners Association.
That and would be some title.
Ohio Tuners Association.
Ohio Tuners Association. OTA.
Yeah. Al Insminger was the president of the OTA.
Now, let me tell you, I watched him tune the pianos for Ferranti and Teicher when they appeared in Marion.
I was on the stage with him.
Is that right?
That day that the Ferranti and Teicher came, he was on one piano, I was on the other, and we were courting.
Okay.
Because I cored a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to that house. Al and I walked up to the door, knocked. She came and opened the door, and Al said, "This is George Kasotis. He would like to buy your piano." She said, "Al, get the piano. We had Fred Hardin's piano truck."
Oh, yes.
Because he worked for Fred Hardin.
Yeah.
He tuned all of Hardin's music, pianos. So Al and I tilted it over, took the legs off, rolled it out of the porch on the down, and we put it in the truck.
Wow.
And I said, "How much did you want for it?" She said, "I don't want anything for it." She said, "Every day I come down those stairs, I look at that piano, and I start crying because I thought, because he played the piano."
Yes.
And she said, just take it. I didn't leave without giving her something. Okay. I happened to have a couple of $100 bills in my pocket, and I gave her a couple $100 bills.
And so
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me. And that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play...
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches. As in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again with Fred. I was going to say with Fred Harden.
Also known as George Cassotis.
Yeah. Now, George, tell us. The Fred Harden had a very nice boat. He kept it up at Cedar Point in the dockage area up there, and it was said often around Marion, Fred Harden has a grand piano on the back end of his boat. Did he?
Yes.
No kidding.
I was there.
Okay.
I played that piano.
Oh, really? On the boat?
I quartered it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where did he take his boat? Did he go over to Pelee Island and all around?
I flew up there. We would fly up there in his plane.
Oh, that's right. He had a plane, too.
He had a plane, too.
It must have been a little profit in selling pianos.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Fred Harden, his dad left him the business.
Is that right?
A lot of money.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Did they own that whole building there?
Yeah.
That has the Masonic temple up above?
Yeah, yeah.
So the Masons paid rent.
Right. When Fred left, when he sold the building and he left, he moved to just below Guadalajara, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh, he had a beautiful home down in Mexico.
And he met his fate down there, I take it.
He met his fate?
Fate.
Yeah, yeah. He died in Guadalajara. It was a suburb. He didn't live in Guadalajara. He has a suburb. He called me at the restaurant. George, bring that Greek salad down to me.
Yeah.
Bring those grape leaves. He used to call me and say, fix me grape leaves, fix me avgo lemono soup, egg and lemon soup with the orzo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He would drive me nuts.
I once had a question on here to name the vehicle that Fred Harden had in the front window, well, near the front window, of his piano store. That was a Whizzer bicycle with the motor on the front wheel. And that would, boy, if you had that today, it's worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, or thousands, yeah. The Whizzer motorbike. Wow.
Unbelievable.
There are collectors for things like that.
Well, we flew up to, I knew George Lons, Lons Winery.
Yes.
I knew George.
Oh, okay.
George was a dear friend of mine. And we flew up there 1 year. Well, we flew up there quite a few times, but we flew up there 1 year. And he liked Sauterne, which is a nice, mellow, beautiful wine. Sauterne, have you ever
yes.
heard that name?
Oh, yes.
And so Fred says, George, I'm buying 8 cases. I said, Fred, you can't buy 8 cases. He said, why? I said, we'll never get the plane off of the ground. Just take 4 cases. He said, no, I want 8 cases. I loaded 8 cases of wine on that plane, right?
Oh, my.
We took off from the runway and ended up in the water. It never got off the ground.
Is that
it
right?
It was clear up to here.
Oh, my.
He wouldn't get out of the plane. He said, get out of the plane, go back and get Mr. Lons's truck and pull me out of here.
Oh, no.
I had to go get George Lons's truck.
Really?
And George helped me get the truck, and we put the ropes on it, and we pulled it out of the water. It wasn't sunken completely.
Yes,
it was
right.
Clear up to the door where you get in the plane.
Oh, my.
And I said, Fred, get those damn other 4 cases out of there. Well, we finally got the 4 cases out. George gave him back money from the 4 cases, but that was cheap back in those days.
Yeah, yeah.
So we finally got off the runway and came back to Marion.
Wow. You know, back in that area, a lot of the wines had different names than they do now.
Because you don't hear the name Sauterne anymore.
No, Pinot Noir. That's a newer name. I don't recall Pinot Noir back 20, 40 years ago.
You know what Pinot Noir means?
No.
It just means old wine.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you got a lot more. The winemaking industry has progressed, so you've got a lot more hybridization or whatever,
yeah.
Various kinds of grapes,
but
too.
You don't. There used to be, in the state of New York, of course, a company owned by Coca-Cola. What was it? It started with the letter H, not Hammond Winery Company. But they made the one called, they're a popular grape in France. What was it? I don't know. But you don't see these names anymore.
Very seldom.
Yeah, they...
They came up with new names,
yeah,
all these
right.
different wineries.
They reinvent themselves.
Apparently so. Like the most famous name, they sell it down at the winery there, the Doc Quilter's Winery. Sauvignon, what's the...
Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Chenin Blanc?
More expensive, yeah.
But his best wine at the at Doc Quilter's is the Buckeye Red.
Oh, yes, most
the Buckeye
popular.
Buckeye Red is amazing.
Everybody wants Buckeye Red.
Oh, my God.
Is that Shamrock?
Yeah.
You're talking about?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's that Waldo?
Well, that's it.
I can't remember the name of it. It's called something Waldo. It was a play on words of another kind
really?
Of wine.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You, this was after you were, director of the Travel Bureau.
Yeah, right.
What was that called?
The CVB.
Yeah, the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah.
And I was always taking the bus. I was the guide. They called me Guido the Guide. Guido the Guide. Anyway, Guido, take this tour. And these people came from Michigan. And I had a whole bus load up. I must have had 35 people, right? So I take them down to the winery. And we're down there. And the son, or the grandson, is there, right?
Right, right.
And he, at that time, he was very, he said, just a little bit. Just give them a taste, a little bit, you know, because I don't want to use up a lot of wine.
Yeah.
So they tasted all, and they liked the Buckeye. I said, you're going to like the Buckeye Red. And
oh,
so
yeah.
They were tasting the Buckeye. Oh, yeah, we want that. And this one lady said, I want a case of Buckeye Red. And the other lady says, I want a case. And the other guy says, I want a case. So he only had about 6 or 8 bottles upstairs, right?
Yeah.
So he says, George, come with me. So what's the boy's grandson's name? Van?
Yeah,
Van?
Something like, yeah.
Van Cressup.
Yeah, yeah.
Van. And Van, you know the Cressups? No? Van takes me downstairs. He says, George, he's putting labels on the bottle, and
yeah.
I'm putting them in the cases.
Okay.
And
somebody was putting the cork in.
Yeah.
Now, I saw Mrs. The wife.
Cressup?
No, the Doc Quilter's wife. I was down.
Oh, Mary.
Yeah,
Mary.
I had a tour down there once, and we stood around watching her putting corks in the bottles.
Oh, yeah. And that, well, I used to go out there and help him cork those bottles. And then because we had a deal at the old Palace Theater, not where the pavilion is, but the old Palace Theater, up that stairway up to the True Room.
Right.
Where I used to cater there. And every time Doc Quilter comes, he calls me on my phone and says, I'll be out in front in a minute. Well, I have to go down the stairs and carry, because Doc and Mary couldn't carry their cases upstairs. They were too heavy for them.
Yes.
And I'm running up and down the stairway carrying half a dozen cases of wines that they had. They had the Chevelle, and they had the Buckeye Red, and they had different wines. Oh, my God. Dinner parties. That's where I stayed young and in shape, going up and down that stairway.
I can imagine. That's quite a stairway.
Oh, yeah, and I used to carry the 40-pound, 50-pound Schaefer's of food up and down the steps. Okay. I was the only one that did that.
Okay, now tell me, you left half of the wine at Lon's Winery. Did you take off okay then in the plane?
At Lon's?
After you got...
Oh, yeah, we took off, and after we pulled the plane out of the water.
Okay, and it hadn't gotten into the engine yet?
No, it was just up to where the door opens.
Yeah, okay.
But and I so had you to pulled get into the water. I had to get into the water up to here to go in to get the truck and Mr. Lons and the rope.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fred was, he was crazy.
I can remember. Now, I used to advertise for Fred, and one time he was advertising, I can teach you to play the piano in 1 minute or something like that. And so I said, I'm going to take him up on it. I went down, and I said, okay, Fred, I've been advertising you play the piano in 1 minute. Okay, go ahead. Well, you know what I ended up doing? Buying a piano, buying lessons for my two daughters for years, all because of that. I can teach you to play a piano in 1 minute.
Hey, I can teach you to drive in 30 seconds.
I'll never forget that. The advertising that paid. Wow. And I paid it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Fred Hardin was he was sharp.
Well, now,
sharp dresser, quick-witted, very intelligent. But when he went to Guadalajara, he got down there and...
Did he get with the wrong crowd or something?
No. Fred would like to flash money.
Yeah. Oh.
He would always pull in $50, $100 bills out to pay for a lunch. You know, you don't do that.
No, you don't entice...
He did that down in Mexico.
Oh.
He did that here in Marion.
Yes.
He'd come in my restaurant for lunch, you know, and he'd put a $100 bill down or $50. He never carried 10s and 20s.
Oh.
And I said, Fred, why do you do that? He said, I got the money. I might as well use it, you know.
Flaunt it, yeah.
Well, he did it in Mexico, and he got somebody. Okay. Somebody saw him doing all that money. And
that was the end of Fred. Did they shoot him or how? Oh, okay. Worse than that, yeah.
That's why Howard Hughes said he would never be caught with anything more than a $5 bill on him.
Is that right? A $5 bill and a spruce goose.
Yeah.
Do you know that spruce goose is in a museum now?
It's no longer in California then?
No, it was featured on television 3 days ago. And everything is standard. I mean... You could take it out and fly it if you had the space. Hmm. But yeah, it's in an air museum, and it's not near California, I don't believe. But and they took tours through the Spruce Goose. Absolutely fascinating.
I wonder how that would compare in size to the Galaxy, the C5.
Oh, well, it might be bigger.
It might.
Its wingspan was...
It had eight.
Bigger
it had
than
eight
football
engines,
field.
Right? Didn't it have eight engines on there?
Six or eight, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a whole different era. Well, we're going to break here. We've got about 30 seconds left in this half hour. And we're talking with George Casillas and Terry Klein. And George has tales that could last today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. He's been in You've been around.
You want to hear a quick riddle? How many seconds do we have?
We got 15 seconds.
What is in the middle of March and April that isn't in the beginning or the end? What is in the middle of March
You're
and
listening
April?
To WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time.